Thank you so much for joining me today on Just Praise Him Radio. I'm your host, Glenda Lomax, and my job is to inspire you to a closer walk with Christ. Now here's the show. Hello, believers. Welcome to the Just Praise Him Radio Show. I'm your host, Glenda Lomax. And the title of my message today is, Did the Lord Give Us a Timeline? I have been seeking the Lord day after day after day, asking for anything that He would tell me about what is coming next and where we are in the end times. Because now it's become obvious, even to unbelievers, that, you know, we're in the end, that something is going on with all the crazy stuff that's happened in our world the last several years. The Lord had remained silent each time I prayed, and I was praying at great lengths, including praying in tongues for long periods of time. And it really upsets me when I don't have anything for a podcast for y'all, so I kept pressing in. I was hoping to get some new information for us, even one little thing, you know, about the end times. I also know, though, that whenever the Lord remains silent, it means that the answer is somewhere in His Word, or the answer is something He already told me. So one day I was in my prayer time and I was meditating on this, and I was thinking about all the visions He had given me, one after another in the last year or several years, when before that I was having like none or very few. And I could only remember two other times in my life when I got so many so close together. One of the times was like 96, 97, when I was first saved and I was in worship so much of every day. And the other time was in 2008. So I went to my vision log and I looked back at 2008 just to look at, you know, what the visions were and to see if I could get any kind of clue. And I was stunned at what I saw as I read over the visions that He gave me that year. That was the same year that the wall of wind would hit me every time I got a vision. It's the only year that ever happened. It hasn't happened before or since. And I realized last year when I was thinking about that the wall of wind thing, that the wall of wind was connected to a dream vision that He gave me in January of 2002 that was about my walk with Him. I called it the ladder vision because I was going up a ladder in this dream vision. And each time I overcame a sin or let go of something in the world, like, you know, like vanity or something that was displeasing to Him, I would move up a rung. And on one of the rungs, a giant face of Satan attacked me and tried to destroy me, but I beat him off with a sword that just appeared in my hand. And later, I realized that rung symbolized the wilderness. On one of the rungs, the wind began blowing heavily on me, which I thought was maybe that, because the wind represents the Holy Spirit, I thought maybe that's the Spirit manifesting more heavily or something like that. I wasn't sure. But when I saw that, I knew the Lord was showing me where I was on the ladder in 2008. So I was nearly all the way up. There's only a few more rungs on the ladder that He showed me, and then it goes up into the clouds. As I began reading the visions from 2008, it was really jaw-dropping, y'all. As I read them in order, I realized for the first time, because this is the first time I've done a log of all the visions, and I still don't have them all. I'm trying to go back into the words where I saw something and I wrote about it in the Word and I didn't put it down anyplace else. But I realized for the first time that the Lord had given me the order of events that would lead me into the ministry He had called me to do. And He set me into this ministry the very next year after He gave me those visions, all those visions in 08. When I was in that last terrifying wilderness season I went through in 2009. At the end of 2008, my work in Woodward in the oil and gas field ended. In early 2009, just before the Lord moved me to Texas, He told me that He had retired me from my labors, which I knew meant from, you know, working in the secular world, and that I worked for Him now. And after He moved me to Princeton, He began setting me into first YouTube, then Blog Talk Radio. He would tell me each step of the way what He wanted me to do next, and I would just do it. And it required me at that time 4 hours a day in prayer from me, during which we became much more intimately acquainted. He was and is my life. I went almost no place and talked to almost no one. Not because he required that, but because I threw myself into that work for him. I'm still that way. I talk to almost no one. I have one friend in this area. One real friend. And I talk to a few people in the neighborhood sometimes when I'm walking my dogs, but that's it. For those of you who pray to do this kind of work, let me just tell you, it's a really lonely life. And you carry 1,000 pounds on you all the time from the things that you've seen that are coming in the future. But a great deal of solitude is necessary to do this right, because like a radio, we need to be able to tune into him without a bunch of static and background noise so we can hear clearly. But the result of all that was this ministry and all the books he's given me. Seeing that timeline and how exact the order he gave me was, I read back over the last few years of visions in the recent time, and I felt something in my spirit. I was praying, and I was asking him, Lord, did you give us an order of things here? Have you given us kind of a timeline of sorts through these visions of what's coming or what's coming next or anything like that? He cannot just come out and tell us, or else he also tells the devil what is coming. And y'all can just imagine what that would bring on. He has told us that. He's told us, I can't tell you everything because then the enemy knows too. So as his children, I believe he will still tell us, but in a way that is not obvious. And besides, he likes for us to search things out, doesn't he? So with all that in mind today, I'm going to do a little review of these visions, and let's look together in view of his word and see what we can tell about what is coming, the order and the timeline from them, if there is one. I keep a log of them because I usually see far more meaning in the details of them later than right after I have them. We know that our God is a God of patterns. If he did something in a particular way once, he will do it that way again. Okay, I'm going to start with 2016, November 12th. I had a vision of people running. I don't remember what I was doing when I had this vision. I don't have the details on the log yet, but I remember kind of what I saw. It opened up. It was dark, kind of a dark vision. And I was looking at kind of the center of the United States, the Midwest or the center, like part where I live. I was not looking at the far north or northeast or the West Coast. And I saw everybody was just running. And they would start to run one way, and then they would stop and they would turn and go a different way. They were in a panic and they did not know where to go. And it looked like they were trying to hide from something, but they didn't know which way to go. Okay. I don't know for sure what that means, except I think something had happened that they were running from, or somebody was coming. Maybe we had gotten hit with an attack and they knew that there was an invasion and they were trying to find a place to hide. I'm not sure. That would be my first guess. January 19, 2017, on my trip to Arkansas as I was moving up here. I was driving east on I-40 near Little Rock, and I glanced over at a billboard on the north side of the interstate, and on it was a male realtor's face with a message about some real estate company. And as I looked at it, just in the second that I looked at it, the eyes changed to pure evil, the smile turned to an evil grin, and the whole countenance changed to menacing. It was what you would see in a horror movie if a person suddenly manifested demons. They suddenly, if they were possessed, and they suddenly began manifesting. I don't remember if the Lord spoke or I was only shown. I don't think he spoke anything. But I knew that in the soon coming end times, people who did not know God intimately would suddenly start manifesting like that wherever they were. Wherever they were. What a terrifying time that will be to live in, especially for anyone who does not know Christ. And you know, I was thinking about this today. I thought here in the last however many, 10 or 20 years, however many years, people are so into horror movies and scary movies and, you know, The Walking Dead and the zombies and all that. And I look at that stuff and just shake my head because that stuff's really coming. And I don't think they're going to like it nearly as much when it's not on the TV screen anymore and it's actually happening around them. Can I just say that? There's a lot of that stuff that's in those movies that's coming. I'm not saying The Walking Dead or the zombies. I'm just saying the scary stuff is coming, okay? I have to clarify because people would twist up what I say and put it out on the internet. Okay, What I've since realized about this vision, about the realtor billboard, is that the demonic will enter into the people of the earth. And by the people of the earth, I mean the people who are not walking in the spirit, the people who are not constantly pursuing God. Those are the people of the earth. And it will enter in a big way. And it will enter into people you know, your neighbors, and people you do business with. They will manifest suddenly and without warning. And they will have their eye on you when they do it. Part of this is the result of the increase of light and darkness. Y'all remember me talking about that sometime back, two or three years. The Lord gave us a word called the increase of light and darkness, or he talked about it in one of the words. And he said that inside each person, there was light and darkness, and they were both going to begin to increase. And whichever one there was the most of, that will be what dominates. And you know what the old proverb says, which one takes over is the one that you feed the most. Keep that in mind. Okay, a couple months later, March 2017, white slavery. I was praying when I got this vision. I saw a wooded area and I saw light-skinned people being used as slaves. And it was a really horrible vision. Now, I can't go into a lot of detail on here because it was really bad. In the white slavery vision, it looked like a gang had taken over this particular group of people, and they were being held in a cage made out of, you know, branches and stuff out in the woods with lots of people, you know, there, enough people there to guard it. And there was one person who was on a throne of sorts that was built from logs or branches or whatever. And he was making fun of them, and they were asking for clothing and for food, and it was cold. And they were being denied everything, even though there was food and there was clothing there. It was really horrible to see. So I asked the Lord about it. I said, Lord, what is this coming that I see? Please give us a word about this. And he said, white slavery is coming to America. Have you no part in it, my people, for I will not hold those guiltless who do. There is much innocent blood spilled on this land, and more bloodshed is coming. An evil spirit of slavery is planned by the enemy for the time of lawlessness coming to the land of America. When this spirit is released, atrocities will be committed upon those taken captive. My people, pray for much mercy in this time, for the evil that will prevail in your land as this happens will be very great, and it will be widespread. Desperation will fill the hearts of all in the land as they realize America is destroyed, and depravity will be evident in all the land. Those left in this time will have little hope of any kind. Pray you to be counted worthy to escape all that is to come. So he's told us what to do and what not to do in that. February 12th, 2018, which is about a year later. But yeah, just short of a year later. So many souls this night. I still remember seeing this one too. I was watching an early morning weather report when a commercial came on showing a normal family home in nighttime. And then the vision started and I saw a missile. And I said, Lord, is this you showing me what's coming? In the time of the attack you are seeing, my child, much destruction descends quickly from the night sky. Many souls will be lost with no warning beforehand. I saw married couples fighting and yelling unkind words at each other. I saw a mother fighting with her teenage daughter who was rebelling. I saw a single mother at a club, her children at home with a babysitter. I saw brothers who were not speaking because of harsh words and misunderstanding, all as the missile descended. My people who do not walk in my ways shall be caught in their sin when this attack comes. I heard such a terrible sadness in his voice when he said that. He grieves over the shawl. Many will be taken who have long been out of my presence. Many souls will be lost who have not submitted to my refining, who have not allowed me to relieve them of their sins. So many souls, daughter, that will go into hell on this night that is coming. I saw people asleep in their beds who had gone to sleep without giving the Lord even a thought, who will never awaken on earth again. I saw a weary man working late in his office, his mind full of thoughts of all kind, but none of them right or holy or about God. I saw young men doing drugs, having a great time, and the young women nearby trying to get their attention. Tell my people to let me into their hearts and allow me to do the necessary work to save them from this fate. I desire they would not perish. I desire they would not walk with the enemy while calling themselves by my name, for I shall not hold them guiltless that do this. Tell them. Tell them I desire they would spend more time with me, that they would come into my presence and worship me, that I may know them and they may avoid this terrible end. Okay, about a year and a half later, on October 9th, 2019, last year, America under siege. I was just petting one of my dogs when this vision came. And this one is related to the vision of the people running, I realized as I was rereading this. I saw an outline of the United States and saw the people everywhere were outside their houses and looking very lost and afraid, as if they were in a panic and didn't know what to do. I could see they did not know which way to run. I was not sure what it was that they were running from. They would start to go one way and then stop and turn another way, like they were looking for a safe place to hide. And a wave of grief hit me so hard. I felt such incredible sadness over whatever had happened. I did not see the extreme northwest, the Seattle area, or the extreme northeast, the New York area, and I did not look at the LA area or Atlanta or Chicago either, so I don't know if they had been hit or what was going on. I was looking at the Mid-South and the Midwest area in the vision, but in all of what I could see, everyone was in a panic state. And the only other thing I can think of, y'all, that would cause everybody to run outside and not know where to go would be a massive earthquake. Because in an earthquake, you don't stay inside, you run outside so the building doesn't collapse on you. Okay. 2 months later, on December 18th, 2019, the vision I call the judgment mixer. I was doing some laundry and asking the Lord for a word for us. Y'all, I walk around praying, asking God to give us stuff all the time. Y'all can tell when you hear me tell about these visions. And when this vision opened up, I saw a giant mixer and I saw something being mixed together. I saw that the main ingredient was God's judgment, but the other ingredient I couldn't make out. So I said, Lord, what is that second ingredient? And he said, people. So the people were being taken into the judgment. I am taking my people into my judgments now. This will be a time of very intense refining for those left on the earth. I continue taking those who have finished their labors home, that they not see or endure the evil to come. I will take you who are being called home quickly and mercifully. And I saw that his judgment does not mean only widespread judgment like on a nation, but includes judgment on specific households and specific regions. Okay, then February of this year, I saw the broken armor vision. In the broken armor vision, I saw a huge room that looked like it was in a palace that must have been Satan's dark palace. And it contained the broken armor of Christians that he had caused to doubt and lose their faith. And the little demons were all running around in between them like they were playing with them. So if he makes you lose your faith, like lose your faith in him, Satan gets to take your armor and keep it for a trophy, and the demons get to play with it for toys. Keep that in mind, because you need to keep all your armor on, okay? Okay, April 8th this year, the droughted wheat vision. This vision indicates drought and or famine coming to our land. I saw a vision of wheat fields, and I saw amber fields of just grain that's blowing in the wind. If you've ever lived in the Midwest where grain is grown, that's a common sight in summer. And then in place of those, I saw the wheat had turned to stubble, like it had just dried up. And it almost was like dust, and it was down on the ground. It wasn't up on the stalk where it was supposed to be. And he showed me it's not that we won't be able to buy food in that time. It's there won't be any food to buy. There was dusty ground with a stalk of wheat down and crushed kernels, just dust everywhere. And I knew that I was being shown food shortages or the coming famine. But it could be, I think from what I was shown in this vision, for the ground to be that dusty would indicate either a very severe drought or something that had happened to cause that very dusty condition that also killed the wheat. Okay, about 2 weeks later, I had the leopard vision. I was in the kitchen cutting, I was making dinner, And I wasn't even thinking about anything or praying. I was being very thankful that I have a house to live in, I have food to eat, and things like that. These are, you know, it was a hard time for a lot of people because the pandemic had started and there were the shutdowns and all that going on. And suddenly I saw a vision. It was a huge leopard with a very large mouth, grimacing as it prepared to pounce. Y'all know when leopards, how they get down real low and they stalk and then they spring very suddenly. And it was watching the U.S. and it was just about ready to spring. It was in that crouch down, head down position right before they leap. It hit at an area back and slightly above its prey, obscured by vegetation. Interestingly, I was studying the Mark of the Beast back then, but I didn't get any revelation, so that's why we didn't do any shows on it. I did look at some scriptures that have to do with leopards. Revelation 13:2, and the beast which I saw, this is the beast that comes out of the earth, it's the Antichrist. And the beast which I saw was likened to a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, which makes you wonder, does the nation represented by the bear make the leopard's way open for it? He gives it its feet. And his mouth is as the mouth of a lion, and the dragon gave him his power and his seat, which is his position and great authority. Leopards are great spotted cats. They're very large. They're very powerful animals and very efficient hunters. And they infested the mountains of Syria. And some people call them panthers, but they're actually spotted. Jeremiah 5:6 talks about leopards watching for their prey. Wherefore a lion out of the forest shall slay them, and a wolf of the evenings shall spoil them. A leopard shall watch over their cities. Everyone that goes out then shall be torn in pieces, because their transgressions are many and their backslidings are increased. So Jeremiah 5:6 is talking about the leopard being part of a judgment for sin. Appropriate. Daniel 7:5-6 also talks about a leopard. And behold, another beast, a second like to a bear, and it raised up itself on one side, and it had three ribs in the mouth of it, between the teeth of it. And they said thus unto it, arise, devour much flesh. Verse 6. After this I beheld, and lo, another like a leopard, which had upon the back of it four wings of a fowl. The beast had also four heads, and dominion was given to it. Now, I've seen in commentaries that compared with the kingdom of Alexander the Great. And when he died, that kingdom was split into four. So I don't know. I don't have any revelation on that. Okay, Revelation 13:2 is obviously talking about the beast that came out of the earth, which is the Antichrist. Okay, May 1st. Which is how much longer than that? Which was only about a week after the leopard. I saw the U.S. folding. I was walking my dogs and coming back from a walk when this vision just opened up. I pray through my whole walk usually, so it's pretty common for me to see or hear things then. I saw the U.S., but it looked like it was made out of paper, like origami or something like that. And the far northeast, like up in the New York area, was folding up. It was folding down on itself. About like maybe the top one-fourth of the U.S. coast was folding. And I was doing some research, and you know, the New York area has the highest GDP in all the nation. It's worth an estimated $1.43 trillion. And that was in 2016. Because the U.S. was made of paper in this vision, and our money is paper, I really think this vision indicates an economic collapse of the U.S., but I don't have confirmation on that, and I do not have his word on that. That's just my own thought, which is not worth anything. So, okay, the next day after that vision of the folding paper, U.S., I had a vision that I called the extreme credit card debt, and very few people in the business district after the pandemic. It was Saturday, May 2nd, and I was home just doing something around the house. I don't know what it was. And I saw a vision of a time after the COVID-19 pandemic. It was very windy in this vision I saw. I kept being shown the wind over and over. I saw a woman in her 30s and some other people, including a man in his 50s. Those may represent the people groups this hits the hardest, but I don't know. I don't remember the others. The people were not all in one scene. The woman in her 30s was on the business district of a city street, a downtown area of a big city, because there were big skyscrapers I couldn't see the top of. And the man in his 50s and a couple other people that I couldn't see any detail on were like collaged in around the edges of the scene, which is very unusual. The city street the woman seemed very deserted. She was downtown, and I knew this was a business day. She was downtown. There should have been a ton of people down there. In the scene I saw, it was daylight, like the middle of the day, but I saw almost no other people except a couple of men that looked like businessmen wearing suits. They were walking in the distance, going the other way, as if going to their cars after work. I was not shown where the missing people were or why I could not see them. In that scene, there should have been numerous other people walking along sidewalks. It looked like a real good-sized city like Dallas or somewhere like that. There should have been taxis and buses and a ton of cars on the street. It reminded me of a scene from one of those movies where everybody in the world has died and there's like two people left, you know. Only a few people in that big city's downtown would indicate either very few people are left or very few jobs for those people to go to, and I suspect it's the latter. I saw that many had survived on their credit cards during the pandemic, and now the bills were coming due, and they were very high. The woman in her 30s, she was looking at her credit card statement. The woman in her 30s looked on the verge of panic looking at her bill, and the wind was blowing really strong, and she was holding on real tight to that piece of paper. She looked frantically around her trying to figure out what to do, how to pay those bills. And I also saw really serious inflation in the U.S., making it even more difficult for people to buy what they needed while also catching up on past due bills. I could see it was being talked about on the evening news, the increase in credit card debt and the inflation. And so it was big enough to make the news. And I could see that many were still doing without basic things that they needed because of the inflation, including some who had not suffered job loss, but before the pandemic, they had just been scraping by. Now they just don't make enough money to pay for everything when the prices keep going up. Some, especially the older ones, like the man I saw in his 50s, but not only him, in desperation, I saw committed suicide. So many did this that the suicide rate increased noticeably and was discussed on the news as well. And it felt like a time of very little hope. I saw no happy events occurring, no decorations anywhere, no joy. Something had taken away all the joy, and I could not see what it was. This did not appear to be one of the hot seasons, by the way. It did not appear to be like summer, where the place I was looking at, the men had on full suits. I believe the woman had on long sleeves, now that I think of it. And it was daylight, but it wasn't the blazing noonday sun that we know in the South. I don't know for sure why I was repeatedly shown the wind blowing, but I saw it several times, and I thought maybe it symbolized the winds of change were still blowing. But because wind also represents the Spirit of God, it is possible the wind means this is by His hand, meaning it's part of a judgment. Okay, May 8th this year, which was not very long after that vision. It was less than a week after that vision about the credit card debt. I saw President Trump in a vision, and I saw approximately 10 men around him holding spears, and the spear points were up close to him. They had him surrounded, and he looked like he had been caught totally off guard. I've thought about the spear vision, and I thought at first it was just confirmation that President Trump is surrounded by enemies who want him gone, but I don't think that the Lord would need to tell us what we already know. He's not going to waste time to do that. So I did think of one more thing that it might symbolize. There's a movie called End of the Spear about a wild tribe that some missionaries went to in, I think it was the 1950s. And this tribe, or some of the people of the tribe, ended up killing this main guy in the movie and some of the others with spears. So I think the spear vision may be showing us that President Trump is surrounded by enemies because of his faith, attacks sent because he is a believer, or it may be telling us that, you know, it's attacking, the persecution has increased there and it's going to increase on us next. I don't know. I'm not for sure, and I don't have confirmation about what it means for sure. Okay, a couple of weeks later, on May 24th, I don't think I ever told y'all about this one. I saw, I don't remember what I was doing when I got this vision, but I remember the vision very clearly. I saw a real normal family, a mom, a dad, and, you know, a son and a daughter, and they were sitting there watching a television. It was real bright in the room. It was white in the room. It was nondescript. And all of a sudden, their jaws dropped. And I saw in the spirit that something bigger than COVID-19 had taken over the news. Something big had happened. And they were stunned. They were just sitting there just like, oh my gosh. That was on May 24th. I never got around to talking about that on a podcast because the next day, George Floyd was killed and the riots broke out. And that took over the news. Okay. I cannot tell you if these visions revealed the order of events or how they might have felt. I can only say that the visions he gave me in 2008 manifested exactly as he showed them to me and in that order, and that there were only three times in my life when I received so many visions, one after another, in a short period of time, like I have here recently. In 1996-97, I received many visions. They all had to do with my walk with the Lord and things that he was teaching me about himself. In 2008, all those visions that he gave me either had to do with my personal life as it was about to change because I was coming out of work, or they had to do with him setting me into ministry. These visions are clearly all to do with end time stuff. None of these are for me personally or about my personal life. So, let me do a real fast recap of what the visions were, just as a quick summary. November 2016, the vision of people running. January 2017, the realtor board that turned satanic. March 2017, white slavery. There's a word on the site about white slavery. It's called White Slavery is Coming to America or something like that. You can search on my site using words that you know are in a word or terms. You don't have to know the title of a word to pull it up. Like if you put in plague, it'll pull up every word that has the word plague in it anywhere. But it will also pull up every word that has the word plague in any of the scripture references. So, okay. So, November 2016, the vision of people running. January 2017, the satanic realtor billboard. March 2017, white slavery in America. February 2018, so many souls. That was a vision of a missile attack on America and many people being taken in their sleep, having not repented. October 2019, America under siege. That has to do with the vision of people running. That was America had been attacked or something. People were looking for a place to hide. December 18, 2019, the judgment mixer, people being taken into the judgments. February 2020, the broken armor vision, people losing their faith and losing their armor. April 8, 2020, the droughted wheat vision, that means famine and or food shortages or possibly very bad drought or something like a drought. April 24th, 2020, the leopard vision, the leopard watching the U.S. and is ready to attack any second. May 1st, 2020, the U.S. folding like paper in the Northeast. May 2nd, 2020, the extreme credit card, an increase in suicides after the pandemic because people can't pay their bills. May 8th, 2020, the spears around President Trump vision, which I believe symbolizes persecution. And the May 24th one, which you don't need, is something much bigger than COVID-19 coming, which already happened. Okay, that's all I have for y'all today. I will continue to seek him, asking for more information on what's coming. And everything I get, I'll be talking about in these podcasts so that I can share it with you. Thanks for listening. Jesus bless you. Y'all have a really blessed week. Thank you so much for tuning in today to Just Praise Him Radio. You can contact me by mail at my new address, JPH Inc., Glenda Lomax, P.O. Box 60, Glencoe, Arkansas 72539, or by email at jphtoday@gmail.com. JPH is not affiliated with any nonprofit organization, church, or denomination. Have you heard? The 2016 and 2017 messages have been published in book form. Even those who do not profess a belief in God can see something is amiss in the world around us. What is coming for our world in these last days? What does the Lord want us doing while we're waiting for His glorious reappearance? Time of Reckoning and Soon It Will Be Night each contain approximately 200 prophetic messages and visions from the throne room of God telling what is coming to America and the world in these end times. The Lord has always warned nations when they were headed for destruction. He has always warned His own people. Are we also being warned? Get your copy of Time of Reckoning and Soon It Will Be Night, available now on Amazon.com. If you ask anyone you know what the most difficult experience of their life has been, many will answer about a time of betrayal. All those called to walk the narrow path will at some point encounter Judas. How will you respond? Do you know how to recognize Judas when he shows up in your life? Can you keep Judas from bringing destruction to your life and ministry? How can you minimize what Judas cost you? Can you pass the test of absolute betrayal? Get your copy of The Judas Test, available in print, and new audiobook, The Judas Test by Glenda Lomax, available now on Amazon.com.
Sold out for 30 pieces of silver? In Exodus 21:32, it is the price of a dead slave. In Leviticus 27:2-7, it is the price of a live one. Jesus was sold for the price of a bondservant. Precious Jesus, the Son of God, the Prince of Peace, the King of Kings, why did Judas sell his friend out so cheap?
Have you ever gone through a time in your life where suddenly it just felt like your whole life was falling apart? I call these experiences the wilderness experiences. Wilderness experiences are a time of great uncertainty and change. There are times when our faith is tried and refined. After many experiences, the Lord spoke to me to write The Wilderness Companion, which is a virtual roadmap through the desert times of your life. Find out why you've been led to the wilderness. Find out what the biggest hindrance is to receiving provision in the wilderness. Find out what the seven temptations of the wilderness are. Drastically cut the time you spend in the wilderness by learning how to partner with the Lord instead of working against Him. Every Christian needs to read The Wilderness Companion. It's by Glenda Lomax, and it's available on Amazon.com or wingsofprophecy.com. Amazon.com, The Wilderness Companion by Glenda Lomax.